Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. This week on Eyes on Success, we have some candy for your ears. The SAS Graphics Accelerator is a program that makes graphical data accessible to the visually impaired by producing alternate presentations in the form of text descriptions, sonifications, and tabular data.
We'll speak with Ed Summers, a blind engineer and head of the accessibility team at SAS, about this recently announced tool. And Ed was kind enough to take some of our data and do live demonstrations. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Ed Summers.
My tip of the week is to download this podcast using something like the podcast app on your Apple iPhone. And if you do that, then you will be able to experience the charts and graphs that we listen to that includes the panning effect between your left and right speakers. And use your earbuds so that you can get the spatial understanding of the x-axis as you listen to the graphs.
Yes, this information will appear in stereo, so if you have that available, you might want to listen in stereo.
And we'll let you know later in the episode when the stereo effects are going to start appearing, if it's not particularly convenient for you right now to go get whatever equipment you need in order to listen in stereo.
Support for Eyes on Success is made possible by
Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired, offering the 2017 New Venture Business Competition to help blind entrepreneurs turn their ideas into actual startups. More information and submission criteria are at www.hadley.edu/NVC.
If you would like to learn about supporting Eyes on Success with your own audio announcement, we can be reached at the email address host@eyesonsuccess.net.
Let's start by meeting Ed and learning a little bit about SAS.
Ed, we've talked to you once before on Eyes on Success about what you do there at SAS, but maybe you can reintroduce yourself for our listeners.
Sure. My name is Ed Summers. First, I want to say thank you very much for inviting me back to the podcast. And also, I want to thank you guys for the service that you provide to the blind community with the wonderful content that you publish. I'm a longtime and loyal fan of Eyes on Success, so thank you.
Well, thank you.
So here at SAS, I'm Senior Manager of Accessibility, and we are working to enable users of all abilities to access the power of analytics. In the past, we had print material and braille books and physical things, but certainly in the last 20 or 30 years in education and in the workforce, it's all digital now. And the transition from that paper-based classroom and that paper-based office to the digital world was rapid, and sometimes accessibility for those of us with visual impairments doesn't keep up. So we are just delighted to contribute to this 21st century digital accessibility, specifically in the area of data, analytics, statistics, and data visualization.
And you're blind yourself, right?
I am blind. I've lost almost all of my vision due to retinitis pigmentosa, and I was diagnosed when I was about 10 years old, and at the ripe old age of 45, I have very little vision at this point, and it's really just enough to get me in trouble.
So you're an ideal person to be working with and developing these tools to make this type of data accessible to the visually impaired.
Yeah, I work at SAS, and SAS is the market leader in analytics software, and it's a data-driven company here. We make the software that data-driven companies use to drive their business, and we, of course, eat our own dog food. And as a blind person, working in this fast-paced, data-driven environment, it's absolutely essential to have access to, the reports that come out of analytical workflows like charts and graphs.
How long have you been at SAS?
I started at this company in 1988 when I was a senior in high school, and I literally worked in the mailroom. I literally started in the mailroom here as a part of a work-study program for high school when I was a senior. So I would go to school for in the morning and then go to work in the afternoon. And I was earning money for college, of course. So almost 30 years worth of history here at this company, which, you know, back then there was 1,500 employees. Now we have almost 15,000 worldwide.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is what SAS is doing and has done to make graphical data more accessible to the visually impaired.
So today we wanted to talk about the new tools that you are announcing to make data accessible to the visually impaired. Can you give us a quick overview of what these tools are and what they're called?
So we recently announced a product called the SAS Graphics Accelerator. That's a browser plugin, a browser extension that is free, and you can install it in your browser. And basically what it does is it monitors the content that you load in your browser, and when it detects a graph or chart that's been created by SAS with the correct metadata, it will notify you of that fact, and you can view that graph or chart in alternative formats, including text description, tabular data of the data that was used to create the graph, and also an interactive exploration using sonification.
And what browsers does this tool work in currently?
The SAS Graphics Accelerator is available in Google Chrome now, and it is pending approval by Mozilla Firefox.
Can you explain how the Graphics Accelerator works?
Let's talk about the blind data science scenario. So we've incorporated these features and functions into a product that we have created a couple of years ago called SAS University Edition. That's a free product that's available to any student around the world that's in a formal education program. For example, they need to learn statistics in college. And it's also available free to any self-learner who wants to learn how to analyze data at their own pace, on their own, completely independent from any college or university. And the way this works is you download SAS University Edition. It's about a 20-minute install and setup process. And from that point forward, you have access to enterprise-class tools that can be used to analyze data, which is SAS, and several SAS products are included. When you install the SAS Graphics Accelerator, it works in conjunction with SAS University Edition so that as you analyze data, create a graph, then you can instantly view that graph in accessible formats using the SAS Graphics Accelerator. In addition to SAS University Edition, we've created a quick start guide for students with visual impairments. And what that does is it walks you through the installation and configuration process of SAS University Edition so that you can get up and running really quickly. And also we'll get you started with some of the tips and tricks of the data science development environment that we call SAS Studio, which is the user interface that you'll use to explore your data.
Does the user need to do anything special with their data set, or can any kind of Excel spreadsheet get fed into this software?
The way that you create accessible charts and graphs using SAS is you import your data into SAS, which you can import from a variety of sources. And then you create the charts or graphs using a new option that's available in the latest version of SAS, which is 9.4M4, which stands for 9.4 Maintenance Release 4. And when you enable this new option, it includes the data within the charts and graphs that you create necessary to render those charts and graphs in alternative presentation formats.
So the user basically just provides the numbers, the data, and the program does the rest.
That's true. And one of the interesting things that we found about this is that it's really easy for people who do data science, people who analyze data on a regular basis, to create accessible charts and graphs using this technology because it doesn't require them to have any special knowledge about accessibility. If they're running SAS and they're using it to analyze their data, they enable this option that produces accessible charts and graphs as output, and it's done. There's a few little things they need to do, but all the feature and functionality that you'll see during this demo, it's generated automatically from the data and the graph itself.
So we've talked a little bit about what the tools are and given an overview. I wonder if we can actually use the tool and get a chance to hear exactly how it works.
Let's do it. That's great.
And I'll remind people once again that this is where, in particular, you want to be listening in stereo, if at all possible.
Also, if you've been listening to this program sped up, you might want to slow it down to normal speed starting here so you can actually appreciate these demonstrations. Okay, Ed, let's get started.
I'm running JAWS at a relatively slow rate, and on my Windows 10 machine, I'm running Google Chrome, and I have the SAS Graphics Accelerator installed, and I'm accessing an HTML file that was generated using SAS.
Line chart showing downloads by month graphic.
Okay, so the first graph is downloads by month. And what the SAS Graphic Accelerator does is it inserts a little button in every graph, and using that button, I can access the alternative presentations of that particular graph. And it's a visual button, you know, within the existing content. So if this were a news article or something like that, there would be a little button on every graph. Let's go find this button.
Accelerate line chart showing downloads by month button.
Okay, and I'll activate that button.
Space, SAS output dash description, three headings and one link, line.
Okay, let's go to the top.
Line chart showing downloads by month.
Okay, so what we're seeing here is the text description of this line chart. And I'm going to just walk through the first part of it. The goal here is to provide the context for the blind user, meaning, okay, I know I've got a graph here, but what's in this graph? And, you know, give me the big picture. Help me get oriented to the graph.
Heading level 2 line plot. Title colon downloads per month. X-axis colon label is quote month quote. Ranges from Aug 2011 to Dec 2016. Type is continuous, scale is linear. Y-axis colon label is quote downloads quote. Ranges from 0 to 12,000. Type is continuous, scale is linear. This line plot contains 65 data points.
Okay. So we learned quite a bit about this graph from this text description. We can't visualize what the data in the graph represents yet, but we have the framework, you know, the broader context in which to view that data.
And all of that was automatically generated, right?
That is correct. Yeah, so if you create this graph from SAS and you enable the new option that's supported in SAS to facilitate the SAS Graphics Accelerator as the producer of a graph, you do not need to be an accessibility expert. Let's look at these two other ways that the data is represented. The first way is something called sonification.
Sonification heading level 2. Link explore the series plot using sound. Use right and left arrow keys to navigate along the x-axis. The y-value of each data point is represented by pitch of the corresponding piano note. Press H for additional keyboard commands.
Okay, that's sonification. Let's keep going.
Heading level 2 data.
And here's data.
Displaying up to the first 20 rows of data. Two columns and 22 rows. Data in tabular format. Column 1, row 1, month.
And we'll go over one column.
Downloads, column 2.
Okay, and now let's go down the downloads column.
Aug 2011, 59, row 2. Sep 2011, 711, row 3. Aug 2011, 688, row 4.
Okay, so we're just walking down the column, and there's, I believe there were 65 data points in this data set here. So that's a little too much to access via a table, because by the time you get to the end of it, you don't really have a good visual or spatial image about what the distribution of the data is. One more quick thing to point out here before we go to the sonification view is the fact that you can download this data as a comma-separated values file, a CSV file, and that allows you to go off and do your own additional exploration, load it into other programs, whatnot.
App month, call 1, row 22, download data as CSV button.
Okay, and we would activate that button to download this data from the web onto our system and do other things with it.
So you may have heard that the data set started in August of 2011, and that's actually when we started counting downloads, even though the show started airing in January of 2011.
But let's go back to this sonification view.
Shift tab out of table. Explore the series plot using sound link.
Now let's activate that link.
Space, chart, downloads per month, one region, one application, and no links. Chart, off.
So after I activate the link, I have a what we call the sonification view. And this is a view on the screen that's been optimized for users with low vision, meaning there's very little clutter, there's large text and very little of it. And in addition, if you have no vision whatsoever, then obviously the keyboard and sound and speech output provides everything you need to understand the graph. So it's a line chart. The first thing I'm going to do is play you the line chart from left to right at a reasonable speed. It might be a little slow. We could speed it up. And when you listen to this graph, you need to know that the y-axis is mapped to the piano keyboard. And the data points that are low on the y-axis have a low pitch. And the data points that are high on the y-axis have a high pitch.
The higher the frequency, then, the larger the y-value.
That is correct. A direct mapping.
And the x-axis is mapped to time.
The x-axis is mapped to time on the playback, and it's also mapped to your left and right speakers. So those users that are listening to the podcast from a device where they've downloaded the actual MP3 file, hopefully we'll be able to experience this spatial dimension of the graph along the x-axis.
And I gather that if there were multiple data points corresponding to the same point on the x-axis, that those notes would sound like a chord.
That is correct. So let's play this graph from left to right.
I like the tune.
Yeah, what do you think, Peter?
I like it. I might make a composition out of it.
Well, one thing that I noticed is that it's trending up.
It does sound that way. That's
yeah.
Good news for us, I guess.
And I heard one little high note there towards the end. I'm going to, now that I played the whole thing, I've got a cursor, just like you have a cursor in your Word document, you know, that your IBM cursor tracks your insertion point. I've got a cursor that I'm moving around with my arrow keys inside of this graph. And right now my cursor is way at the right-hand side because that's where it left off. I'm going to press the left arrow a few times and go back and find that one data point right there.
NOV 2016, 7,957. OCT 2016, 7,735. SEP 2016, 10,747.
Okay. You guys did something right in September of 2016 because you had a lot of downloads during that month.
Yeah, you know what that was? We did an episode where we featured accessibility at Apple, and they featured Eyes on Success as a featured podcast in iTunes. So there were an awful lot of downloads of that particular point in time.
Great.
That's pretty neat that you caught that. It was pretty obvious in your graph there.
Oh, yeah. It stands out really, really nicely. So there's two things that happened here. The one is we've got the trend. It's obviously up over time. And we quickly saw this little outlier here, and it just stood out like a sore thumb for me. But I've listened to this graph a couple times. Now, the insight there that Nancy shared makes me want to go back to this question of, well, what are the most popular downloads for podcasts since August 2011? How about that?
Okay, so let's hear what our top downloads are.
So we're back on the main page here where I have a bunch of graphs that have been created from your data. And I'll press G here in JAWS to go to the next graphic.
Vertical bar chart showing top 25 episodes graphic.
Okay, so here's our top 25 episodes. And I'll just press tab to jump to the little button in the bottom right corner of the graph that will allow me to view it in alternative formats.
Tab, accelerate vertical bar chart showing top 25 episodes button.
I'll activate that button.
Space, SAS output dash description dash Google Chrome, SAS output dash description.
Okay, and let's read this description view that's automatically generated from the graph from the top.
Vertical bar chart showing top 25 episodes. Heading level 2 bar chart. Title colon top 25 episodes. X-axis colon label is quote episode quote. Type is categorical. There are 25 categories. Categories are hotspot clicker sets. Extreme sports for the blind dash canoeing. Commitment to accessibility in Apple products. The CNIG.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there because that paragraph right there lists all of our categories, which are episodes in this case. And let's drop down to listen to what the Y-axis represents.
Y-axis colon label is quote downloads quote. Ranges from 1,000 to 2,472. Type is continuous. Scale is linear.
Okay. So important point here is that our y-axis, the bottom of it starts at 1,000, and it's not zero-based. So we're from 1,000 to, I believe, 2,500 is what it said.
This bar chart contains 25 bars.
Now, just so everybody understands, the way that I'm navigating this page, it's a standard HTML page, and I'm navigating using my paragraph reading commands in JAWS, control up and control down.
Well, it's really nice that you can use the standard screen reader hotkeys to work around these dialogues. So let's dig into this data a little bit.
So let's jump right to the sonification view.
App, explore this bar chart using sound link.
Now press spacebar on that link.
Space. Top 25 episodes, one region, one application, and no links. Chart.
Now, the first thing that I want to do is, in any of these situations, is I want to get a quick overview of the graph. And I'll do that just by playing it from left to right. And the same rules apply. So pitch is represents altitude of data points on the y-axis, and the x-axis is mapped to my left and right speakers. Okay, that's a quick view. Let's go back to the far left.
Hotspot clicker sets, 2,472.
All right, so that's your number one download of all time right there.
Yes.
How about let's just walk through about the first five, and I'm using my arrow keys now to explore this graph using a cursor that's visible on the screen, and I can keep track of it with the speech output.
Extreme Sports for the Blind Dash Canoeing, 2,467. Commitment to Accessibility in Apple Products, 2,190. The CNI GPS app, 2,186. Digit Dash Eyes, 2,095.
Okay. That's your top five episodes. I'm going back to the beginning of the graph. I'm going to increase the speed one notch.
Normal.
All right, and this is normal. You ready? Okay.
And that was the bar chart of how many downloads there were for the top 25 episodes, starting with the most and going to the number 25, right?
That is correct. And let's speed it up one more click.
Fast.
All right. This is four of five. Ready? Okay. I got one more. Let's go to the fastest. Back to the beginning.
Fastest.
Fastest, right here.
Sounds like someone sat on the piano.
Well, but if you play it, you know, let me play it backwards for you. All right, that's from right to left. And we'll go back. This is from left to right again.
But that's great. That means that someone can work at their own speed, just like they do with their screen reader, and choose what speed is comfortable for them and most efficient.
You bet.
What I think is neat is you've shown us that, you know, first of all, the tool gives you a good overview. Do you have a line chart, a bar chart? What's the graph about? And then the sonification tool gives you a quick overview of trends and major implications of the graph. But then you're also able to step through data point by data point, which before these tools existed, that's the way I would have done something in an Excel spreadsheet. And that's real tedious. But once you have the overview and you know what you're looking for on individual data points, that can be very useful.
Yeah, and very efficient. And that's one of our goals here is sighted individuals have the wonderful opportunity to look at a graph quickly and get that first glance exposure is what it's called, to get the gist of the graph. And we're trying to do the same thing for create the same experience for people that are totally blind.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about the SAS Graphics Accelerator, how to get it, and how to get involved in the user community.
Anyway, if people want to know more about these tools or download these tools, where would you send them?
So the best place to learn more about SAS and the accessibility of SAS software is www.sas.com/accessibility. And on that page, you'll find the latest news and links to the SAS Graphics Accelerator, links to SAS University Edition. And also, at the bottom of the page, you'll find links to blogs.sas.com/accessibility, which is where I blog. I'll be blogging some interesting visualizations as we move forward now that we're public with this information. And the other thing you can do is go to our Communities Forum for Accessibility of SAS Products, which the URL for that is communities.sas.com/accessibility, where you can engage in a discussion about these topics with a global community of experts.
And SAS is spelled S-A-S.
That is true. And the wonderful thing about the forum site is that you might have some questions about accessibility when you just get started. But once you get those, you know, kind of the blind tacks out of the way, you know, and you get past the barriers and you started analyzing data and asking interesting questions and performing statistical analyses, then now you might have questions, you know, about the science itself, about data science. And at communities.sas.com, it's not just about accessibility. It's about everything. So if you have questions about specific ways to do categorical analysis, for example, or predictive analysis, then there are users there from around the world, SAS experts, where you can engage in that conversation.
Earlier in the program, you indicated that you wanted feedback from users about additional features they'd like or things that were more challenging to work with. Is there a specific contact where you would like them to send that?
You bet. Anyone can always send questions, comments, or feedback to accessibility@sas.com, S-A-S.com.
And does SAS have a social media presence?
We do. If you look on social media, on Twitter, for example, @SAS Software is our Twitter handle. And my personal Twitter handle is @EdSummersNC, where NC stands for North Carolina.
For people who've never tried anything like this before, where would you suggest they get started?
Check out the SAS University Edition Quick Start Guide for Students with Visual Impairments. If you go to sas.com/accessibility, you'll see a link for the Quick Start Guide there. And it provides easy, quick steps that'll help students with visual impairments get up and running with SAS and the SAS Graphics Accelerator so they can start analyzing data and learning this valuable skill of analytics.
So just to be clear, the SAS University tool, that's actually a set of statistical analysis packages. Is that right?
That is enterprise-class SAS software that's used at 83,000 customer sites around the world, packaged up into an easy, downloadable form that is self-service. Peter, you can go to www.sas.com/universityedition, and from there, you can register as a SAS user, you know, just register at our website, which also gets you access to the communities.sas.com, agree to an end-user license agreement, download SAS University Edition.
Yeah, great.
Take a look at the Quick Start Guide for students with visual impairments, and, you know, you're a tech guy, so in about 30 minutes, you should be up and running and starting to analyze data. And if you also download SAS Graphics Accelerator and install that into Google Chrome, when you access the SAS Studio development environment that is part of SAS University Edition in Google Chrome, it all works together. And now you're writing code, you're analyzing data, you're listening to the graphs. And when you create them, you can share them with me or Nancy, and we can all enjoy the same graphs at the same time.
So this sounds like a work in progress and a tool that will continually be developed with future enhancements.
That is true. And the direction that we go with this product will be 100% driven by the feedback that we get from end users. So I would encourage anybody who has the opportunity to try it to provide feedback to us so that we can grow the feature set in the direction that is the most valuable for end users.
And if you'd like to try out some of those tools, go to our show notes where you'll find all the rest of the contact information we talked about at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 1712. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about ultra sports challenges. Eric Weyenmayer is probably best known for being the first blind man to summit Mount Everest. But since then, he's also kayaked the white water of the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. He ice climbs, he rock climbs, he engages in all sorts of extreme adventures, and we will be speaking with Eric about many of his adventures and what he does to encourage other people with physical and other disabilities to overcome their challenges. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com at Eyes on Success or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.